When two intersea superpowers go to war, the ripples are felt throughout the region. A group of intrepid heroes, or should we say, intrepid rebels, join a league of righteous freedom fighters to liberate their people from the binds of infernal tyranny. Nefarious forces from without and within will do anything to stop these hellbreakers. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM for this diabolical defiance.
I'm Rue, my pronouns are they, he, or ze, and I play Nalastri, a Strix champion of Arshea, devoted to breaking Chalaxian shackles.
I'm Isis, and I'm playing Mizera, formerly of the Golden Arrhenius, a Nephilim human sorcerer hoping to save Isker and herself from hell.
I'm John, and I'm playing Thaddeus T. Millwright, a halfling inventor with a sinister secret.
I'm Ron, and I'm playing Augustus Men Shuxley, a gnome lawyer and witch.
And I'm Mark, playing Flack, a goblin ranger who has something to prove.
And now, on with the episode. Previously, our intrepid hellbreakers engaged in a pitched battle inside and outside the Waterspout Inn as Chalaxian marines battered their way inside intent on catching the rebels. This was all in an effort to rescue their comrade-in-arms Rokrag the Hobgoblin, who had been taken captive by the soldiers aboard the ship Witchfire. As Nalastri glided out of one of the windows to take on the recruits by their camp, several other Chalaxian soldiers inside the building were peppered with arrows and bullets. Soon, a couple more experienced marines disembarked the ship to join the fray. The Hellbreakers were eventually triumphant, but in the silence after the battle, they could hear Rokrag screaming from inside the ship. Second of Lamashin, 4725, Absalom Reckoning. Alright, so, you're here. Some of you took a beating in that last fight, for sure. Let me know. Do you want to... Are you immediately charging up this to go into the ship? Are you taking, like, 10 minutes to refocus or heal?
No, let's charge up the ship. Come on.
It was screaming.
Would anyone like some hands laid upon them? Let me...
You're not.
I think I'm out of spells. Prone. I remember.
Let's see.
Now, you remember, Tad, you got wounded. You got put down a little bit.
I got put down and then got back up again, though.
Stand up. Yeah, same with Flack. Stand up. So feel free to you can move yourselves all out of the building if you want. Same with you, Augustus. You are. You're technically, I know you're technically up in the window, but I put you outside so you can see what was going on outside.
There we go.
All right. Is that for Flack, that healing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm headed over here. Yeah.
Okay. You guys are sort of gathering yourselves up, positioning yourselves to figure out what to do next when the captain's door opens aboard the ship here. And this woman, I'll show you who this woman is. She is in an elaborate captain's costume, very Chalaxian costume. Her shoulders are little bits of candles, which are lit. Giving some light and smoke off of that. She's got her sword out at the moment, of course, this rapier. And she's actually in the process of dragging Rokrag out her sword to his neck. And a sort of another soldier sort of comes out behind her as well. And she's like, "All right. Stop right there. Stop. Would you dare set your foot aboard my ship? Are you stopping?" Rokrag looks battered. His one black eye. He's maybe looks barely conscious. There's probably some wounds on his face and on his hand that you can see. His shirt has been ripped off. As you see, like, cuts and wounds and whatever all across his chest.
But I don't want her to kill him right now. I think we should try to talk her down from that.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
If only we had somebody good with words.
I mean, yes.
Now they're not. Okay.
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
Well, you're here on the shore here. There's that ship just in the river.
Right. I have to actually go outside.
And this woman is aboard the ship. You haven't seen her picture yet, obviously, because you're not in the country. But she's basically like, all right, I'll give you one chance here.
Ooh, just one shot? Yeah. I'll take that.
Ooh. No.
No, no, no.
I'll bet on that.
You must be some Hellbreakers, I take it. Mm.
Some have called us that, yes.
Okay, well then, your friend here is not doing so well, and so you have the opportunity to save his life for now, if you just leave this place.
Hmm. How do we know that you won't just kill him once we're gone?
How do you know I won't kill him right now, if you don't leave this instant? Because I'm telling you that. That's what. Captain Lamperia Bane keeps her word.
Yeah, you see, I don't really know Captain Lamperia Bane. I mean, I could tell you I always keep my word.
I don't trust her.
No.
You would say something like that, of course. But look, I could just slit his throat
right here.
Trying
to distract us. Don't look.
Have it out. her like soldier fella is kind of moving up to the end of the gangplank. Still on board the ship though. Still on board the ship.
Hold on. Okay. She's on board the ship. How far can I step to here?
I want to be closer to Mizera. I'm afraid about our sorcerer being so close to the front with Noah.
I know. Yeah.
No beef.
I have exactly one spell, and I'm gonna do it. I'm going to try and cast Charm on her.
All right. Love it.
Okay.
I love that so hard.
Terrific. And that's a nice subtle spell. So you're just kind of like talking at her a little bit. Maybe are you hands up kind of like getting a little closer? Because she said, don't take a step closer. So you're just like, oh, I'm just harmless. I'm just gonna
look, I just want to talk this out. Let's make sure we can both trust each other here.
There's nothing much to say. I've gotten all the information I can out of your friend here, and so if you skedaddle along, I won't have to kill you now, and I'll leave it up to the Hell Knights to find and slaughter you later.
Okay, but consider this. What if we just took him with us, and we tell no one about any of this?
Who would you tell?
I mean, exactly. No one.
I wouldn't care if you told the world. And you cast a spell. Let me make that will save.
Yeah.
Look, I'm just trying to be reasonable here.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one.
Oh, geez.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Okay.
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 Deceiver. She can tell that means for the next 20. She knows you cast a spell on her, basically, right?
Yep.
And now she's sort of pointing the sort of weapon at you a little bit, and she's like, Siva, of course you would try something like that. You no good seditionist rebels.
Well, Zemaniah. That's all I got.
Guess it's time to go.
Yep.
I think it makes it go time. It's
yep, I think go, that go, means go. We just killed him.
Yeah.
This guy
lost.
This,
yep.
She's points. She says Zemaniah over to this other soldier of hers. And before you can sort of jump in, he opens his mouth and spits a like web at you somehow. Zara.
Okay.
This is very weird.
I don't like that.
It's creepy.
Okay. Woohoo. Okay. 25. Right, so you are immobilized until you
One second.
Very odd, of course, that this happens. He kind of his mouth kind of distends a little bit. His jaw kind of as this gob of webbing comes out at you.
What ancestry does he look like?
It looks like a human. He just looks like
a human. Okay.
Guy. He's like sort kind of the other soldiers.
Okay. The sort of person who doesn't spit webs.
I mean,
a normal human, I guess.
Jason, I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
So I have liberating step as a reaction.
Oh.
The trigger is when an enemy damages, grabs, or restrains your ally, but does it have to be the enemy physically, or would it also count for
Oh, that's a good question. This. I love that idea, of course. yeah, I think you can use this.
Sure. Yeah, that seems like it would apply.
Although both have to be in your champion's aura, technically.
It
is more
okay.
for
someone.
Yeah,
it's
so
generally
it
happens
is...
when it's more grabbing. So a ranged grab like this is not going to trigger it, I think.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I will remember that for next time.
Then roll initiative.
Yeah, I think that's what we're doing now.
Yep.
Okay. That's
Can I try and roll diplomacy as initiative?
Yes, you can. You were doing some or deception because you're doing both of those things.
I guess deception makes a little more sense. I'll roll deception.
I'll roll for Rokrag, even though he's basically
did that roll.
Good, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. I still rolled that. Great.
All right. I see that you're in here now, Ron. So just give me a initiative when you get a sec. If you're fully in. Ron, can you hear us? Okay.
Are you initiating? Waiting with bated breath. What will Augustus roll?
Start taking bets.
15 on the dice.
Ooh, I say 13.
What's the over-under on that? We're just joking around, waiting for you to roll them dice. Yes, I can actually do that for you. Sure, yeah.
Okay. Oh, I was so close.
15,
right.
You said 15.
It wasn't 15 on the dice, though.
No, that's, I said 15 on the die. Yeah.
On the dice, yeah. Oh, well.
All right. So this Marine, who just sort of spat out a gob of spider webbing out of his mouth, kind of like bends down a little bit kind of over, and like from his back, like these wings pop out. And he doesn't look like that no more. Looks more like this. And he sort of raises back up, and you can see that full, like, devil-looking guy, right? Horns have sprouted out of his outfit completely changes as well. These wings. Wow. He's got, like, these spidery web, almost like tattoos just under his eyes. And you can definitely see that he has, of course, cloven feet.
Yes.
And with that, he basically... casts this spell. And I will put an emanation around him. No one's in it at the moment. You don't have to worry about it too much.
It won't be long, though.
It won't be long indeed. And then with his third action, actually, he is going to kind of stride off the ship. But the emanation is going to come with him. And then I just made another one. And that is going to you know what, let's do this now. I just have a Mazera make a will save.
Oh boy.
As he approaches you, wings kind of unfurled, stalking down the gangplank.
I guess I'm not terrible at those. I guess I will re-roll this with a hero point.
That's probably a good
that
call.
Makes sense.
Yeah. It's...
Yeah.
That is a success. So as he's sort of coming at you, there's this aura, a palpable aura around him that does not affect you. Flack.
Yep.
What have
That's
you got?
Be me. Well, let's go ahead and start off with the hunt prey. I think I got it right this time.
Okay.
Perfect. Yep. And see, the problem is I am out of arrows, so I'm going to have to over there and
Give him the old whack.
Ready to hit him.
Yeah.
With my dog slicer. And I just got the one action, so it's a good one, 17 though.
On the die. That is a good die. That is almost crit, but not quite.
Okay. And we'll do a little damage of 5 points.
Okay. You sort of take your dog slicer across this, maybe nicking his arm. It doesn't cut as deep as you would like.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, well. Yes. But yeah, I believe that's 3 actions.
Yes. Give me a will save as well. You've now sort of stepped into
will
his...
save.
Yes. Oh, I can
Here we go.
Put it out there again for you if you want.
Will, there it is.
Yeah.
And good. It's 20.
You're good.
All right.
Nostri.
So, once again, clarifying on liberating step, because it is a reaction.
Yes.
Can I use it now that she is restrained, but...
I think the reaction has to be triggered
by the restraining
happening. Okay.
Am I restrained or am I immobilized?
You're immobilized.
There.
It's a little bit, okay. You know, grabs restrains. Okay. Grabbing and restraining gives you the immobilized condition as well.
Right. No, but being restrained sucks. I mean, I can't do it.
Yeah, no, you're not. Yeah. You're just immobilized. You've just got sticky webs sort of on your feet, sticking you in place.
Yeah, because I was at, because there are other effects, because like the stopping it is the like first effect, but the one after that is that they can attempt it as a free action, but Okay, then having not been able to do that, I'm just going to come in swinging.
All right.
You do it.
I'm going to put myself in front of Misera.
There you go.
Okay. Good plan. Thank you.
Of course. Let's go.
Ooh, it's going to be a miss, unfortunately.
Miss, okay.
It's by one.
Well, I'll try again, but there's a less chance I will succeed. Whoa, very bad.
Well, especially if you roll like that.
He's just blocking you with wings. He's like, oh, you've got wings, I've got wings. And just sort of blocking you out of the way. All right.
I also need to make a will save.
Yeah, so yeah, and just give me a will save now, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Does he not live?
Ooh, okay.
Come on. Thank you, Foundry.
There you go. That's...
I'm going to reroll that. I'm going to, I'm doing bad, so I'm going to do a hero point.
Hero Okay.
Thank goodness for the Keeley rule.
The Keeley rule saves us.
Yeah. It
is a success with the Keeley rule. All right. Ron, are you with us? Okay.
Oh, fun.
Well, I figured you wouldn't want to be too close.
Oh, no.
Okay. Hooray. It is your turn.
We need some good lawyer in.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. It's just chalking up to you. Like, you just need to take your glasses out and polish them a little bit so you can see a little better now. having difficulty acting. Mm-hmm. You're on the right pointer. Token controls. If you can see, you can also just sort of let me know where you want to go. And I can help you move around a little bit. Okay. We'll put you out of the initiative order. For now, you let me know when you want to jump back in. It's going to be Captain Bane's turn next.
Contracts.
She basically sort of like Grocrag, cutting him, basically putting him down to dying, not dead, but dying. But letting him bleed out, basically. He's going to be bleeding out for now.
Dying.
Ugh. She then is, yes. All right. Oh no, that's not what I need to do. She needs to get closer for that. She's going to move to the edge of the gangplank. Her second action. Oh no, wait, actually from where she is. She's going to, takes her rapier, slices Rokrag's throat, lets him drop to the ground. And then kind of like reaches up to one of her candles and kind of takes the flame in one hand and hurls it at Nalastri.
Okay.
That's fair.
Here comes an attack roll. Ooh, a hit. Not a critical.
Not a crit. Okay.
But it's going to be some fire damage, of course. You're going to take some 5 fire damage. And she does that. All right. Tad.
All right. I can see her from my position here.
Sure. Yeah, you can see her.
I'm going to go ahead and use my overdrive.
Yeah, do that thing where the head explodes.
So
yeah, one of your one shot, one kills.
Oh, yeah.
Which you seem to be so good at doing to my captains, my ship captains.
All right. Well, I thought I clicked on use it. Oh, but I don't see an icon showing up in here.
There is a you just that sort of put the thing. There's the use button underneath it or in your actions.
Yeah, I clicked it and it says it. Well, I'll just try the shot now.
Well, you haven't done it yet. Do you want to roll the? You have to roll a crafting check for it to see.
Oh, that's what it is. I have to roll the crafting check.
Roll the crafting check.
But I'm not seeing the. Oh, here. Okay.
There you go.
I will go ahead and use my reroll for that.
You have one on that? Okay.
Oh. Oh, no. The Keeley roll, yeah. Thank goodness for the Keeley roll.
Keeley roll, but I think it's still failure? Standard DC for your level. It's got to be more than 18. Okay. I think that's just from before. No, that's just a normal success, I'm pretty sure. Let me see the effect of overdrive.
All right. Okay.
And just a success. All right. Great. There you go.
All right. So then I will go ahead and shoot.
All right. That is a hit on her. That's a
good solid hit.
All right. And then my damage. No head exploding, I'm sorry.
No head exploding, unfortunately. She just gets
shot. And
then
I will reload.
Okay. All right. Yes. Yeah. He was a Marine, and then he turned into this devil-looking guy.
He's the one who spit the web.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to jump in now, Ron? Or do you want to wait till after Mazera? Okay. after Mizera goes, but that you can go ahead and jump in. Uh-huh. Yes. Oh, I see. I believe, what do you need, 30 feet? She's 30 feet away from you, and he is more, he's less than 30 feet. So yeah, right? I think you get them both. Yeah, he's 30 feet. Oh, yes, we'll do it for you. Oh my goodness me, casting that, okay. Guy, the devil is going to succeed, and the captain is going to also succeed. So they'll take half damage. And so two electricity damage, zapping them both. They seem to take it. All right. Okay. All right. Yep. Mizera.
All right. Still this guy here. There's that lady over there. I need to zoom in because I'm so far away. And then this is our friend who is dying.
Yes. Yes. He's currently dying.
I mean, I want to get her away from him before I do something about that.
You might be dead by then, though.
I mean, there's only so much I can do, though. If I keep just casting Stabilize on them, she can just keep killing him.
Oh.
And that. Yeah, Stabilize is 30 feet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if I do it right now and she's still there,
she'll just. Maybe she won't notice.
Yeah.
Cast Destabilize with her sword.
With her sword.
Yeah. I think what I'm going to do this round, I'm just going to gamble and hit her with a Divine Lance first.
All right. Divine Lance. Roll that attack.
Like the sound of it.
Woo!
That's a good roll. That's a good roll.
Good hits. 18 on the die. All right.
5 points.
All
right. Average damage. I'll take it. 5 damage.
She'll take it. She takes that damage. She snarls at you. You got one more action left.
Yeah, I'll
always escape attempt.
Yeah, I should try to escape mobilized. Before I do anything else. Yeah. Although it's a map, but I'll try anyway.
True.
Yeah, I have acrobatics. Let's try acrobatics.
Sadly, no. It's they're like
even worse than that.
Thick,
though.
Sticky webs. Yeah.
No.
Okay. All right. Here we go. This guy down here. I think the first thing I'm going to do is concentrate just a bit here and make this a 15 foot. How do I make it bigger? 15 foot emanation. I'll just make a new one.
Bigger.
Which does mean Tad, I need you to make a will save. Actually, I think the way this works is yes. 10 feet. That's great. I need everybody. Wait, I might even be everybody. Let me redo this because I get to do it by 20 feet now. Yeah. Everybody, make a will save. I'm going to put that in the chat.
Okay.
I don't know. I
don't have to make it again.
I've got you. Yes, you do. I've
okay.
I've basically because I've sustained it. I've enemies that you've not been affected.
Well, I fail.
So you have to attempt that too.
I got a nice 22, so
22 is a success. 17 is also a success. Nice. 11 is not gonna be. You're gonna be baned.
Oh, bane.
And Sad, you're also fine. I think I do need one from you, Ron. I think you are inside, just inside the area. I made it bigger. It was only 15 feet, and then I made it 20 feet because it increased it by 10 feet. Just like a villain, the villain that I am.
Mm-hmm. Devilish, in fact.
What do you want me to do it for you? You're an expert at this kind of thing. Alright. You're fine.
18, yeah, okay. That's good.
One action to do that. Alright. I think the first thing is a... Ooh, let's do a little bit of a claw on Nalastri. Whoosh. 17. It's going to miss by one. Clanging against your arm. And then he...
Same thing, the wings.
Yeah. Blocking the wings. But then he actually uses his wing to try to batter Flak.
Yeah.
And that is just going to hit you.
Meets it, beats it, yeah.
Meets it, beats it. Oh, massive. Can seven damage. Yes.
I'm going to use Liberating Step here, which gives him 3 resistance to all damage.
All right.
Okay, well, that's good. I could use it.
Be 4 damage.
Yep.
Puts
me at half.
I don't have any other things going on.
I'm like, you're already dying.
I'm not already dying.
You can step as a free action too, Mark.
Oh, yes, you are now allowed to step as a free action.
Yeah, there's no difficult terrain here. This is just the edge of the thing. What he's doing is the Bane effect outside. So, you know, I'm just saying there, Mark, if you want to step, you could get some flanking. Get right there.
I could do that. You're saying, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And it's your turn.
It's my turn. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. Okay, did that take an action for me to do that, or was that...
No, it was a free action to do because that was a free. Of, yeah,
that's pretty, a feature of Liberating Step, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Feature of having this champion on your side.
Okay. So, I've got my Dog Slicer, and it's a finesse weapon, and he's my prey. So, we're gonna hit him as much as we can. 16 is a hit.
Is a hit, woo! Yep.
Do some damage. Oh, good nice. Damage. Good damage.
Good damage there.
Good damage.
That hurts a little harder because of, you know, how much you get in that you're piercing that flesh. But it does feel like you're like trying to like cut through the real tough leather.
Yeah. Fair enough. Okay. Let's do it again.
Sure thing.
And will a 15 hit? Well, 15 will hit.
Another hit. Yep.
All right. So let's do a little bit more. So 6 points.
Battering him. Yeah, yeah. At like you're cutting him and cutting him, and he's bleeding out. He's got this like thick black blood.
Yeah.
And yeah, you've got one more action, I believe.
I do have one more. And oh, that's not very good.
You're gonna do the Hail Mary. Okay, fair enough. All right. Yeah. Nalastri, it is your turn.
All right. Well, I think we should just keep hitting this one.
Yeah.
Sensible, indeed.
Not me, though.
Not you, though. Not today.
I can't hit anything.
You've got that hero point.
No, I don't.
I have. You have another. You have two. Everyone has
two.
Oh.
Okay. Well, then I actually will. Yeah.
Hit through him. Hit at me.
Ma, hey, it worked this time.
There you go.
Nice. And then...
You take him down. So your mace, your flail, whashes him across the face, right? As this the silver hits his skin, it bursts kind of into a flame. A kind of a holy flame. He hadn't said much this whole time, but as he screams, it sort of sounds like this high pitched clicking clacking of arachnids, kind of like just sort of melts into a pile of essence, essentially.
I thought you were gonna say a pile of spiders.
It does. I guess it vaguely looks like that, but all the spiders also kind of melt into nothing. So there's your first action. What do you want to do?
I'm going to. Yeah, I'm going to her. Yeah. I'm going to. Let's
see. Somebody has to save our friend, though.
I have to get over there to do that. I'm going to take an action to fleeting. How do I?
Mm-hmm. What do you need to do?
I'm trying to
fly with wings. Leap.
Oh, it's fledgling flight. I was trying to find that. That's what I was doing.
Oh, okay. So you can just sort of 15 feet your way right onto the deck.
Yep, exactly.
Big leap. Nice. Whoosh, wings sort of spreading out. You look and like then, a fully avenging angel as you land on the deck.
Yeah, I'm just flailed out, wings open on the deck.
Great. You have one more action.
No.
Yeah.
I...
You did an attack and then you flew. That's one act. That's only one action.
Oh, now, so fledgling flight. I thought gave me that ability, and then I needed to still use an action.
No. You fly, which is the fly action. You can.
Okay.
You get to go, and then you're done. You have to move 50. If you're not on solid ground after that 50 feet, you fall. But that is your whole thing. Boom, 15 feet of flight in that one movement.
Okay. I will try at a multiple attack penalty to hit her.
Sure.
Actually, wait. She's standing, right?
She's standing, yeah.
I'm going to try to trip her.
All right.
Nice.
Still going to take the map, but...
Yep. Oh, yep.
But if you're using your... that's a pretty good rule.
Decent. Nope. Oh, still critical failure?
Youch.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, wow. You're at minus. Oh, I see, because of the thing. Yeah. So you can just fall down yourself, or because you're using, I assume you're using the flail, because that is a trick.
I am, yeah.
Right? Yeah. You can drop the weapon, basically, and not fall down yourself.
I will drop my flail.
Okay, great. Let's look at Rokrag here. We'll do a little quick d20 check, see if he happens to stabilize on his own. He does not. He is flying. Ooh.
No!
That's bad, right?
That's not bad.
Great. I think so.
And then Imperia says, as you sort of get up there and you run up there and try to trip with the flail, and she kind of kicks out of your hand. And she says, yes, you're on my ship now, rebel. You'll regret everything you've ever done.
That's a lot of things.
She's
yeah.
gonna take a strike at you with her rapier.
Good. That means I distracted her from him. That's what I wanted.
That is a hit.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And because you're on her ship, she gets a little bit of edge. Oh, you've flown away. Where'd you go? Come back here.
Where did I go?
Where did you go?
I don't know.
Hold on.
Where did you go? Wait a minute.
That's a...
Did a magic. Oh, you're underneath Rokrag's token. That's why we couldn't see you.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Wow. Being on her own ship gives her some really interesting powers here.
Now you're gone forever. Yeah. Although,
she can banish you from
13 damage.
Whew.
Knocking you down, it looks
that's
like.
That's spicy.
Also,
yep.
Dying.
Yep.
One.
Oh.
With that, she says, basically from there, this is what happens to all rebels who defy the Empire of Cheliax. And that was just one of her actions. So for her,
that's just one
trick. She's going to burn the little gnome who shocked her. Okay, guess this is going to be at -5. She shouldn't say bench. Grab some of the. I'm rolling hot tonight. Some of the flames from one of her candles and tosses it at you. Welby, Mr. Augustus.
Ruh-roh.
And you take 9 fire damage.
Holy
goodness. That's Someone's going to have to save the day here. Is it going to be Tad? Let's find out.
Yes. Tad is going to shoot again. I'm already overdriving. So
yep.
I will fire away. Ha ha!
That is good. A hit, not a crit.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
Oh, no. 3.
I will reload.
Okay.
And I will shoot again.
Okay.
There we go.
That 20. Woo! There you go.
That's what we're talking about now.
That's how the head explode thing happens.
Critical damage.
You shoot her once. He's like, what do you have, that pitiful gun? Disgusting.
I just have a pitiful gun. Yes.
Yeah.
Deadly, pitiful.
Deadly.
Yeah.
That is
24 damage.
You like blow a hole like in her neck almost, and it's gushing out blood, but she is still just barely standing. She's
still standing.
The might of Chiliax keeps me on my feet.
I'm done.
All right. Good job. Augustus.
Good enough.
Augustus, it's to you.
Save the day.
Okay. I'm going to roll that fort save. And then I roll on that one. On the they just, oh my gosh, just sort of where it comes. Roll that damage and I'll double it. Certainly. I will roll the damage for you. Yes. Not a great roll, but it is doubled for a critical, and she goes down. So she's like, just sort of laughing, you know, standing there laughing as just super wonderful. What happens when captains die? No. You basically sort of like get in there, Augustus, and you call forth these energies and just sort of like force that wound, that sort of neck wound, to just spread up to the point where like her head kind of just kind of almost completely falls off.
Nice.
We're out of combat. We're not quite out of combat. I should say, Mazera, you have a choice to make, I guess. You can stabilize.
I'm only at dying one.
Yeah.
He's at dying two.
I think I should stabilize him first.
Okay.
I believe that stabilize. Is what I will do.
Yeah, I think that's a good call.
Because I am unfortunately out of actual healing spells, so.
Oh.
Well, this doesn't appear to be any more danger, luckily. Does anyone else want to, or can do anything to basically stabilize Null Astray before her
turn? Medicine?
Probably.
Medicine takes time.
It's the question of getting there. Yeah, getting up there and having, because it does take first aid is like 2 actions.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I can get up there.
Okay. Give me that first aid check then.
Let's see.
I'm not trained in medicine at all, but I am.
Hold on.
You can check, but you do need like though a healer. You need like a toolkit. You need like bandages and stuff.
Oh yeah, I don't think I have a kit.
You do that. That's not gonna be enough. So
is that a failed check?
It is a failed check, yes.
I'm gonna use my halfling luck to re-roll that.
Ooh, all right.
Ooh.
Very nice.
This doesn't benefit from Keely point hero point rule though, so
I know. But I,
you
could,
I think
would
you
just
keep
do
better
it.
Of the two with halfling luck anyway. No, actually I think you need to take the
you just keep second. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's
oh,
bad.
That one.
Whoa.
That one.
Okay. That does increase your dying value by 1.
Yeah,
that
you're right.
Very unlucky.
I'm
so
not.
You're up
you
there
don't
kind of, trying to like.
Don't
want to
see that when you're trying to save someone's life.
You're trying to. You're up there trying to staunch Nalestri's bleeding. You nick an artery, basically.
Sorry.
I need you to just make a recovery check here.
Yep.
And then basically your turn whips around.
I was trying.
Is that another
jinx? It's just a D20 roll, basically.
Just a flat D20.
Flat D20, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, there's a minus, but the DC is harder because of the where you are at.
Oh, bother.
Okay. That is just a failure, not a critical failure, which means your dying value goes down to 3, and then Mazera can still hit you. So there's a tense moment here on the deck where you almost fade away, and maybe there's a moment where you can hear.
Don't go to the light or dark or whatever color it is.
Come back to us.
Gosh, I can't remember which not Arshea.
Arshea.
It is Arshea. We almost hear like the voice of Arshea, and then we snap back out of it. looking around up on the ship, Rokrag also just sort of barely conscious there, there's no one else comes charging on the ship. The ship doesn't explode or anything like that.
We have a ship.
It does seem
we do
have maybe have the boat. You haven't burned this one to the ground yet, for sure. What do you want to do? It looks like you've got some time. The webs sort of stop holding you where you are, Mazera, after a few minutes. Bane's effect sort of fades after a minute. You can sense, just sort of sense that was something that was clear. That was the first, maybe perhaps, real devil that any of you have ever fought, let alone seen. Or the other way around, seen, let alone fought.
We should loot. Clearly, too,
the captain had some sort of hellish power behind her, right?
Mm-hmm. She
strike so hard on her ship and just sort of reach out and grab her flames. But you look through the ship, you can see that this is like a captain's quarters down here. You can see in there that it's very nice. Right? Like, she seems like she spent she's not a pirate. She's getting paid by the Chalaxian government. She spent a lot of that money making things very nice here, very elaborate. There's like black and red velvet drapes.
She's on salary rather than freelance, is what he's saying.
She's clearly right. Yeah. It looked like Rokrag at one point had been tied to this chair here, because there's blood stains on the ground and a couple sort of like rough. Manacles and torture implements, essentially, right? There. But you can kind of poke around through the place. You can get basically here, like, there's a captain's log. She is definitely working with the Chalaxian government. She is basically sort of up here, sort of like got wind of whoever Rokrag's contact was basically sold him out and was coming here to like take this, grab this Hellbreaker traitor and interrogate him for information. She also basically talks about how she for this mission she's got the service of this this devil, basically sort of an interrogation devil. But she's got some other stuff in her desk as well that is probably worth a bunch of trinkets, nice looking trinkets that are worth about 35 gold pieces.
Okay.
Put that in the stash, and a sharp metal claw that looks like you can kind of attach it to your weapon. This is a talisman known as a harpy's talon, which can basically sort of like, if you use it, bleed people. Ooh. When you hit them with it. After a few moments, both Nalastri and sort of Rokrag come to, right? Rokrag says, wakes up. Says, oh my word. Oh, he sees that you're there. He's like, thank Milani. It is you. I was afraid that I was a goner there. He clearly wasn't conscious enough to see you. So run up to the ship. Right.
Yeah.
So it's the first time he's noticing you. Says, did you kill her? Oh, good. Now there is something bigger at play here. I overheard the captain telling her crew that, someone named Hell Knight Ahala would pay handsomely for information on the League to, she said, strike back against the rebels who fomented the violence in Breach Hill. As if. No, but if there's a Hell Knight out there hunting us for revenge, we best tread carefully until we learn more. How are you getting back to Sarengale? Are you taking the boat, or are you getting your sort of hoofing it back and just sort of letting this boat
They needed sail a down boat, the river? Right?
I feel like we should take the boat.
I feel like we should take the boat.
Yeah. It is like very Chillaxian coated, the boat, right?
It is. That just more, means they won't bother us on the way out.
Than red.
Exactly.
I mean, it's true. Yeah, you can kind of like disguise yourselves essentially by sailing up the river. Yeah. It's not like the rivers are heavily patrolled by Chillaxian ships at the moment anyway. But as basically sort of you get close to Sarengale, you can kind of like call in some favors. Like Rokrag can help call in some favors of the docks that sort of like come in and dock it there.
Mm-hmm. We should collect the weapons and armor from all these deceased folks too.
Yes.
To
help supply our
ship. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
For the Hellbreakers. Yes.
For the Hellbreakers. You got the daggers, some hell arms, and whatnot.
Yep.
Sure did.
Well, especially considering we didn't get as many arms are deadly. Before as we wanted to.
What was that, Isis?
I was going to say, especially considering we didn't get as many supplies before as we wanted to.
Right.
Yeah.
You got a good amount of supplies from that ship raid. It was just a little chaotic more than anything. Yeah. this is more. And there's some supplies on the hell and the Witchfire as well. Like, you know, normal sort of sailing supplies that are some
provisions.
Okay.
You can provisions that you can give to donate to the Hellbreakers. And as you sort of like get to I think probably by the time it took like 2 days to sort of like walk here, basically. It probably takes about a day to sail upstream back to Sarengale. I'm not going to make you roll for that. If you guys can figure out how the boat works, I think at least one of you probably has some semi enough boat knowledge to sort of get the sails up and get it pointed in the right direction. And so you sort of return back to Hell Knight headquarters, and there's basically some cheering, right? Oh my gosh, you've got him! And he's like, Rokrag tells everyone what he kind of learned about this Hell Knight Ahala, and there is a sort of that joy of him returning mostly safe and mostly sound is tempered by the fact that there's someone out there possibly looking to hunt more Hellbreakers. And with that, we'll end to this week's session. And with the moment that was the end of level one, you level up to level two.
Yay!
We will get to chapter two of Hellbreakers.